Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Saint Elizabeth of Hungary, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Our first saint this week, children, is a saint whom most of you know. That is to say, that she's the saint who is shown dressed as a queen. She's a good one for the All Saints Day procession, and holding a bouquet of roses. The roses, of course, used to be bread, and God worked a miracle for her, they say, in changing the bread that she was going to give to the poor people into roses instead. But that might give us the impression that her husband, some people say that, didn't want her to give food or money to the poor, and she had to hide it from him. But actually, they say that that's not true, that her husband loved her very, very much. He was Louis, the Landgrave of Thuringia in Germany, and they were very happy together. And although sometimes he objected a little bit, as husbands will, about his wife's charity, he was very happy to see her such a holy and a good woman. Children, St. Elizabeth of Hungary is a wonderful example of being happy wherever God's providence puts us, and of always wanting to do his holy will. Even though she had quite a few difficulties in her life, I think St. Elizabeth was always a very happy saint. When she was just a little girl, she had to leave her home. She was just a baby. She was actually in a cradle. She had to leave her home in Hungary. She was the daughter of the King Andrew II of Hungary, because she was betrothed to little Louis, and he was a baby too. You see, back then, children, and until fairly recent times, especially for those who were important or wealthy or well-to-do or powerful, when the time came to get married, you didn't marry someone you wanted to, but your parents arranged whom you should marry. And most children would follow that, and they would obey their parents. And sometimes, because of that, the husband and the wife were not too happy together or didn't seem to love each other too much. But that wasn't the case with our saint. She and her husband, when they finally did meet close to their wedding day, fell in love with each other. And they were most happy together for a number of years. And they had some children. And Louis, the Count, some places consider him to be a saint because he was a very good man himself. He was always very indulgent of his wife. They lived in a castle on the top of a hill, and it was kind of a very steep cliff to get up, and St. Elizabeth was all the time going down the steep road to take care of poor people and the sick and lepers and things like that. And one time when the Landgrave, her husband, was away on business, and he came back, he found, of all things, a leper in his bed. Well, naturally, he took some exception to that, because he didn't want to catch leprosy. But when he looked a little bit closer, he saw that the leper had the wounds of Jesus Christ in his hands and in his feet. And then he disappeared, which would be a wonderful way of our Lord working a miracle to show that whatever you do to one of my least brethren, you do unto me. So she was always taking care of the sick and the poor, and at the same time taking care of her husband and her family, and they were happy together. But then it was the time for the Crusades, and her husband was a very loyal Christian and a brave knight, so off he rode to the Crusades, and he didn't even get there. He went to Italy, and there he caught the plague, because there was a lot of plague going around back then, and he got sick and he died. And as anyone would, she was very, very sad when she heard the news that her husband had died. She was overwhelmed with grief for several days. And then something very sad happened again. That is to say that her in-laws, with whom she never quite got along, because they always said mean things to her, even when she was a girl, because she was so pious when she went to church, and they didn't at all approve of how much money she spent taking care of poor people. So as soon as her husband died and she had no one to protect her, what did her wicked brother-in-law do but throw her and her children out of the castle and onto the street? And furthermore, he let it be known that no one was allowed to give her a place to stay or even to talk to her. Well, never mind. St. Elizabeth was very brave and very strong, and the only place she had to spend the first night was a pigsty. And she organized that as best she could, and she took care of her, when one of her babies was just a little baby in arms, and she took care of her family. Well, later on, her brother-in-law relented and gave her some money after all. And she used the money to build a house, a little hospital for the sick. And then she built a little house for her family, and she became a third-order Franciscan because she very much had the Franciscan spirit of loving the poor and being happy all of the time with whatever our Lord's holy will is. And that's how she spent the last of her days. And the priest that was her superior when she was a Franciscan, or her confessor, was a very strict man. He used to be in charge of the Inquisition, and he was very, very hard on her. And one time, the lady that lived with them said lies about her to the priest, and the priest punished her very severely. And St. Elizabeth never complained, never objected, and never got sad either. She just accepted all of that as God's providence. The way that she died was very beautiful, children. Some saints, you know, were so happy to go to heaven that they would sing on their deathbed. And she was singing, and so they asked her, "Why are you singing, Your Majesty?" And she said, "Oh, don't you hear? I hear a nightingale singing between my bed and the bedroom window." And she was the only one that could hear that nightingale singing. And so she sang away her soul to our Lord. And then her soul, like a beautiful bird, went straight up to heaven. Well, that's a little bit about today's saint, children. She's a good saint with whom to start this week of Thanksgiving. It'll be a short week. We won't have so much school this week. And we don't know, as is the case with every week when it starts again for us on Monday morning, what will hold for us. Maybe there'll be something that will be making us happy, and maybe there'll be something that will be making us sad. Maybe we'll be understood and helped. Maybe we'll be unfairly criticized or punished. It doesn't matter. Let us learn the lesson of St. Elizabeth and of the divine providence. Let us be full of joy in our hearts, because we know how much our Lord loves us, and everything he sends us for our good. Only remember, the secret is to pray. Because when you pray, you figure those things out every day, and it helps you to be good, and it helps you to be happy. Now we'll say our prayer to St. Gertrude for the novena, for her feast day, and then I think we could say our prayer to St. Elizabeth as well.